Happy, 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 happy Monday. Did you have a great weekend? And are you excited about the week? Or are you the kind of person who on Monday morning is like, oh no, here we go again? If that's you, we want to stop that. You should just be thrilled about every single day of the week. And if there's something causing you not to be that way, then let's change it, okay? If you don't like it, do something else. A lot of what this show is here for is to talk you into doing that. Today, I'm also going to talk you into not using what most people do, and that is your willpower to force yourself to do something that you don't want to do. We all do it occasionally, I guess, but to do it for things you really love, to change your life in ways you want to, it makes no sense. So we'll talk about that today. You're going to like the show. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Stand up, take a step, repeat. How long do you repeat? That's the world's simplest success recipe. How long do you do it, though? Well, the answer is you do it until you get what you want. And that is really the core of this whole show. We just understand that life begins when you move. And then at the very minute that I get you inspired sometime during the show today, something will happen. You'll be up and running, ready to go. You'll, Scott said this, I'm all fired up, here we go. And then tomorrow morning, you'll wake up and say, where was I? What was I thinking? So this show is about that. It's about making sure that every single day that you decide what you want to do, and then you make a little progress toward that, just a day at a time, and we'll get you there. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Happy you're here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Every Monday, I start the program asking you a very simple question. If you haven't done this homework that I'm asking you to do right now, you really ought to. If you're just listening to the podcast and you're not really putting any contemplation time into what you learn on this podcast or what you learn from others, then you're missing out. You need to do a little bit of thinking time. So I'm asking you to do your homework. And when this show's done, just ask yourself the question, how's my life going? Like the answer? Figure out a way to keep it going that way. Don't like the answer? Figure out a way to change it. In any case, just by you taking a couple of minutes, I'm talking 2 or 3 minutes, not a lot, just enough to tune into yourself for just a minute. To say, hey, in this crazy world, how am I doing? It'll change everything, and a cascade effect will come into play. And little by little, you'll start moving things in the exact direction you want them to go. I wish I could promise it overnight. I can for some things. But most good things take a little bit of time, and again, that's what we're here for. So willpower. You've heard about willpower before, I'm sure. You know Will personally? Does Will hang out at your house a lot? He's not your friend. I don't know why you would invite somebody who's not your friend over to your house as much as you're doing right now. A question I ask many, many, many people and my many, many coaching calls I do is, you know, when will you get yourself to do what you say you want to do? And you hear me oftentimes say, I'm the boss of me. I get to tell myself what to do. But since I'm the boss of me, I can decide to change my mind too. Yeah, it happens. Tell you what, a lot of people lose sleep over the question of when are they going to get themselves to do the things they want to do. Those little dreams, those desires, those things that are happening at nighttime in the middle of the night, you know, when you're not having the worry, and the worry goes away and you think, gosh, if I could just do this, when are you going to get yourself to do that and stop losing sleep over it? If it sounds like something you have experienced, you're not alone. I will tell you, probably most of your neighbors, every single one of them, all your friends, everybody, they've done the same thing. Almost everybody begins a journey that way to something new when a thought pops into their mind. Now, when a thought pops into your mind of something you'd like to make make a change in your life, something that you want to be different, my theory on thoughts is this. When it crosses your mind, you have a choice. You can either move forward with it, you can deny it, or you can just sit there and get splinters in your butt while you sit on the fence. And that's never any fun. And eventually, you will decide what to do with it. If you sit there on the fence too long, you'll change your mind. But day-to-day life keeps you really, really busy, doesn't it? And most people, when this idea pops into your mind, you spend a lot of months, frustrating months, doing what I call fixing to get ready. What is that? It's starting to prepare so you can start to do, so you can say you did. That's it. And people stay in fixing to get ready to mode for a long time. And it can, it shows up in a lot of different ways. Many times it's like, well, I need to do this. So first I need to organize my desk. My computer files are wrong. It's impossible. And you know, when I get a little bit more time off work, then I'll have time. So I'm going to work on my work and make sure I can get home at time. And then I can start doing what I say I want to do. It's fixing to get ready. That's it. It's like people saying, hey, I know I need to go to the gym, but first, before I go, I'm going to lose weight. So I go to the gym. No, that's why you go to the gym. But I don't look like all the people at the gym. You will. Just go to the gym. Stop fixing to get ready. When something pops into your mind that you want to do, it's time to do it. But what if that doesn't work? Well, a lot of people summon their friend willpower. Oh, willpower. Well, it's not a person, obviously. Although I do know a gentleman named Willpower. It's not his real name. He made it up. Sounds pretty good, though. But Will generally is not a person. No. But willpower is the kind of friend that you don't know why you keep letting into your life. Why do you keep letting that guy in your life? Come on. He, she, whatever. They're not good for you. Why do you keep doing that? Willpower is a bit of a slacker. Lives rent-free in your mind. Willpower says, I want to help. It never delivers on that promise. I think Willpower's job description should be something like, to force yourself to do the things you say you want to do, but you can't get yourself to do. Will shows up and basically hangs out. See, Will's not ever going to get there. You might will yourself into doing something, but you won't do it forever. It's not sustainable. Eventually, Will will leave. And what's Will do when Will leaves? Well, Will goes to find the next person who's trying to force himself to do something they don't want to do. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. The good news is there's no need to force yourself to do anything ever. Achieving your biggest goals in life has nothing to do with willpower. Instead, it's a shift of mindset. So one of the ways that I run my world is the recognition a lot of years ago, a long, long time ago, that sometimes motivation is instantaneous and automatic. It just happens. And think about a time in your life when that's happened to you, when you've just felt that way and you found yourself moving in a certain direction. That's what I look for. That's what this show is about. This show is trying to find that in you every single time I do it. But in my world, when I want to do something, I have to find that thing inside of me. I have to use what I call, not my willpower, but my free will. That power inside of me that allows me to act at my own discretion without constraint. That's the definition of free will. And I understand I had to find that spark, that thing within me that gets me to say, wow, I'm so excited. I want to move forward. And I find myself automatically going in that direction. Do you ever find yourself doing that? Sometimes think about it hard. You may have to dig deep. And many people will have many times when that's happened. I promise you this. If you don't like what's going on in your life, you don't have to get any help from willpower. You just need to pull back and say, okay, if this not, then what? If I'm not going to do this, then what? If the course, if the path is not right, then find the other course in the path. And how do you know it's the right one? It's when you get excited, when the free will fires up, you're not fixing to get ready. You find yourself just going forward, suddenly just doing it. You start making small changes in your life. Those steps lead to big results sooner than you think. It's just a matter of time. When you invoke your free will and you choose to use that and take 100% responsibility for the path it will take you on, because it will take you on a path, you'll feel so much happier. The holy grail for us here is that one little thing that will inspire you and get you thinking about it. And what if today, somewhere deep down inside, you believe that, you know what? I've got everything I need inside of me. I got all the free will I ever need. All I have to do is find that little spark that excites me, admit, accept it, let it in, stop blocking it, and begin to go down that path, even if you don't know exactly where that path leads or exactly how to get down that path. When you decide to do that, magic happens, your life changes. I know it does because you've done it before. You did it a couple days ago. You're going to do it again tomorrow. It's part of your life. It's part of your human nature. It's how it works. So stop holding back and fixing and putting up with things that you don't want to do. Just be honest with yourself. Take that little voice inside your head that's telling you ought to move in a different direction and embrace that and watch where it takes you. You may be surprised. In fact, I promise you will be immensely surprised by where it takes you. All right, so let's see, hanging out with the premium members at motivationtomove.com. Commercial free in every way. Thanks for supporting us over there. I appreciate you. And also, if you'd like to communicate with me and get to know some of the folks who hang around here, go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It'll take you to our Facebook group. We'll let you in. Two rules, be nice and be cool. If you're looking for some folks that are on your journey, you'll find them there. You'll find me there too, usually bright and early in the morning. I'll see you soon, right here on the Daily Boost.